calls here. We got a bunch of breaking news we'll get to later. Let's go to another disagreeer. I love that last one. That was amazing. He's absolutely right. I agree with him. Jeremy in Texas, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex.
Welcome.
I listen to you all the time. I buy your supplements, support you 100%. But this Iran war thing, I want your opinion. Is it not possible that Z, Putin, and Trump, like, all sat down, hey, let's do this Iran war thing. Somebody's got to lose face. We got to put the world in a crunch for the new financial system. And is it possible that that's happening and forcing all the oil to come by from us instead of...
Yes, Trump's talking, that's one angle, that if they kill production there, it comes here. And also it cuts off China and their IMEC corridor and their Belt and Road. That's true, but I already had economists on and I agree with them. That's long-term. Short-term, this will kill the recovery and up interest rates and create inflation and kill his plan. And again, the Pentagon... The Pentagon told Trump don't do this. The media likes to cover that up.
Right.
It's not like I just said this myself.
No. I agree. He's a spiteful person. You tell him not to do something, he's probably going to do it. But I also feel like we need this financial crunch to end the Federal Reserve, end the IRS, bring in the blockchain, the XRP. That's who I really believe. Bitcoin is, I don't believe in that at all.
Well, just remember, Jeremy, I said 73 days ago, I hope it was successful. I mean, believe me, but I'm just, it's not been. The Pentagon was right. So what does Trump do now?
Right.
What's he do now?
He's got to finish it. He's got to finish it. I either walk away from it and say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. I was led into it by Mossad, Israel, whatever it is. And what the goal that he wants, he's not going to get. He thinks it's going to be quick. As a businessman, I get that you want stuff to be done quickly, but there's a right way to do it as well.
We're 2.5 months into this, and the mullahs could fall now. It's still a long shot, but I think it's better than 92% now, maybe 75% chance they could. But, I mean, it's a gamble, and we shouldn't have a foreign government running our foreign policy.
And see, I think that... What if that's part of it, too? What if that's exposing it and putting it out there more and more, waking more people up like you have? Like, I used to not even know who you were. And about 9 months ago, you know what? Let's listen and see what this guy has to say. Don't be so negative. You know, the whole Sandy Hook thing, like, I took the bait on that. And, like, how could he say that about kids? And come to find out, obviously, you didn't. And it's just a big game, and they tried to ruin you, but you still stood up and fight, and that made me want to stand up and fight and tell people, anybody that will listen to me, I'm not a conspiracy theorist anymore. I'm a conspiracy truist.
Well, that's right, but let's be clear, Jeremy. It's listeners like you supporting me is the reason I was stayed on air. Yeah, I got the fight in me, but it's not. I don't get the credit. God gets the credit working through you. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. I agree with that caller, too. So let's talk to Ryan in California, Nick, and Jefferson and Sam and many others straight ahead. Got a lot of callers straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds, going right back to your callers. Really appreciate you all and can't do it without you. So just remember that. Whatever you do, share our new news site with the video feeds, alexjoneslive.com. That's alexjoneslive.com.